Parasha is called Yitro. Sometimes the name of the parasha is just a random word that appears in the beginning of the parasha, but I believe that the name of the parasha is, in this case, is very significant. This week's parasha, some might say, is one of the most important parashot in the entire Torah. It's the parasha of Matan Torah. It's the parasha where Am Yisrael received the Torah at Har Sinai. And you might think that the name of the parasha surely should be something more connected to Har Sinai, to Matan Torah. We all grew up with the famous Midrash, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the Torah around the world and offers it to different nations of the world. Every nation rejects it, and only Am Yisrael receives it. So, Dafka, the parasha that talks about the uniqueness of Am Yisrael, of Am Yisrael choosing the Torah, unlike any other nation, why is this brief parasha named for a non-Jew who's not part of the Jewish people? The question is even stronger when you look at the Mefarshim, who argue whether or not the order of events in this week's parasha take place the way they are written. According to many Rishonim, Yitro Bichlal comes to Bnei Yisrael after Matan Torah. And if that's the case, why does the Torah change the historical events and put Yitro before Matan Torah? The answer is quite simple, I believe. The answer is because we wish to emphasize, even in this week's parasha, even with the fact that Am Yisrael is being chosen to receive the Torah, that doesn't mean that the Torah doesn't have a message to the entire world. Even non-Jews have a place and a connection to the Torah, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Ribono Shel Olam. Choosing Am Yisrael doesn't mean that Am Yisrael are distant from the entire world and only Am Yisrael right now are the focus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every non-Jew, every person in this world has a place and a connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. Especially, this is emphasized in this week's parsha, when we come to seclude and to highlight the uniqueness of Am Yisrael, we also wish to highlight the fact that if a person wishes to, he can find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can find the connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. Boker Tov and Shavua Tov.